Well, you're going to be coming to town with Andrea Bocelli and Kristen Chenoweth. My first question is, your backstage has to be darned interesting with those people.
It definitely is. This is very, very true. I had actually met Andrea Bocelli, and God, it must have been like a year and a half ago for the Richard Tucker Foundation Gala. And we did, I think we did two things together on the stage, and it was so enjoyable. He's such a nice and down-to-earth kind of person. And also Kristen Chenoweth, I met her very briefly backstage at the exact same event. And I was very much starstruck when I met her. And also, just like Andrea, she's super, super nice. So I'm excited to meet with them again and perform with them.
You have made some amazing debuts. I mean, debuting at the Metropolitan Opera and La Scala, among others. What is your life like these days?
I don't know. I think my life is pretty normal for myself. I don't know. I'm happy I made those debuts, of course. It was everything that I wanted to do from the time I was 10 years old when I decided to pursue opera. So for me, it's, you know, especially at the time 2 years ago, it was a dream come true. And now I'm just grateful that it happened and grateful that I can continue singing at these places from now on. Because I did work very, very hard in order to have this kind of career. And I'm just very grateful and thankful every day that I am able to do it.
Well, you just mentioned that you knew what you wanted to do from the age of 10. That's pretty amazing.
Yes. Yeah, because my mom, I was studying voice already when I was 6 years old because mm-hmm. I was just obsessed with singing. And I made it my daily routine to practice anything that I was taught in my lessons every single day for an hour every day. So by the time I was 10, I really did know that I wanted to be some kind of singer, but not quite sure in which genre of singing I wanted to be in. But then my mother introduced opera to me through a VHS tape that is the Zeffirelli production of Bohème at the Met. Oh. And I watched it, became hooked on it, and then said to myself, okay, this is exactly what I want to do. And I told my mother that. And she said, well, in order for you to be an opera singer, you have to really, really work hard and practice a lot because it's sort of like ballet with dance. You know, it's just the hardest form of vocal reproduction that you can have. So I never looked back. I just wanted to do it so badly only because I was introduced to it from that age.
That is amazing. Now, you're a native Floridian, which is kind of nice.
Yes.
Welcome back home. Are you looking forward to being back here?
Thank you. Yes, I love Florida. I do. I mean, I went to school in New York for 4 years, fell in love with New York, and I have my address there. But Florida will always, I think, truly be my home because it's where my family still lives. My parents are there. My sister is there. And, of course, the weather is divine most of the time, although we've had, you know, kind of an interesting winter this mm-hmm. these few months. But I love it because my life in a way is always full of traveling and doing something and sort of not necessarily chaotic, but it's never dull, let's say. And so going to Florida is my time to let loose and relax, which is very nice.
That is nice. And you're going to be here on Valentine's Day. I mean, what a show this is going to be.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I've never performed in that space in Miami. So I'm really looking forward to that. I know that Andrea has done that tons and tons of times in his career. So maybe he can teach me a thing or two about not getting nervous and in that kind of setting. But I am very much looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time. Everybody is so looking forward to you. When I first saw the announcement of having all of you here in Tampa on Valentine's Day, I just thought, my God, it's the ultimate date night. My gosh.
I think so too. I'm sad that my boyfriend can't be with me during this concert because he's an opera singer as well, and he'll be in Milan at La Scala singing. But I'm very, very, very much looking forward to that, and hopefully a lot of couples will be there celebrating.
Oh, I think definitely that they'll be there. What are you going to be performing while you're in Tampa?
So we are going to do a mixture of opera, some Broadway, and some of Andrea's most famous songs that he's recorded and also performed in concert. And Andrea and I are going to sort of cover the first half of mostly opera, and then he and Kristen Chenoweth are going to do some more crossover stuff, Broadway stuff, and then we'll end with a little bit of Andrea's famous hits.
I'm getting chills just listening to you talk and thinking of what they're going to be singing. Oh, good stuff. If you had to choose the perfect songs for you to sing on Valentine's Day, what would you choose?
What would I choose personally? Well, okay, I've always been a Whitney Houston fan.
Ooh.
So I would probably go for, especially on Valentine's Day, I would go for one of her biggest hits, probably Run to You. I would love to sing something like that. I don't really have the voice for it because I am an opera singer, and it's so hard for me to belt. I've always wanted to be able to do that, but I could never manage. But if I did have that kind of voice, I would sing that.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Just a couple of final questions. Thank you for your time so much, by the way. For someone that's listening and they would love a career in opera, what would you suggest they do?
Oh, goodness.
Big question.
Okay. I would say number one would be practice patience because it's a long road ahead as far as training is concerned. Again, singing opera is like what ballet is for dance. It's just the hardest, most demanding way of singing, and requires a lot of training in order for the individual to not hurt the voice or hurt the vocal cords. So practicing patience is very good because it does take quite a bit of time to develop the voice. And then the second thing I would say is find a great voice teacher to help you along the way. I, for instance, have had two teachers in my life for almost 16 years training me and helping me throughout my career, which has been, I think the number one reason why I've been able to sing healthily for as long as I have been since I started so young. So those are the two things I would say.
Well, I think those two things are a great start. And Nadine, we're really looking forward to seeing you on Valentine's Day. We'll see you on stage. And I know a lot of roses will be thrown your way.
Thank you. I hope so. And chocolate, too.